Special guest, we welcome back to the show. Formerly the number two overall pick in the 1984 NHL draft, the Stanley Cup winner, played over 1,349 games, now in his third season as the head coach of the Carolina Hurricanes. Kirk Muller joins us. Kirk, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
Good. Kirk, you had a reputation as a player who, you know, was a guy who gave a lot of effort. You had a lot of skill, but you worked really hard. As a coach now, does your attitude, can you help players be that? Or ultimately, do the players have to hold each other accountable for the competitive level every night on the ice?
Well, I think it doesn't change. I mean, the players have to make each other accountable. And I think that's the culture that, you know, every organization wants to have. And if you get the right people in and the right leaders, you know, they're the guys that really set the tempo and the tone for your team and your organization. And if you do that and your best players play the game the right way, you know, generally they're the teams that generally go on and win their share of hockey games.
So, Kirk, as a coach then, what's your responsibility outside of the system framework to get the, so let's say you have some guys, I don't know if it's Eric Staal or Jordan Staal or Skinner, to try to push them into a bigger leadership role. How do you make that scenario work to the best?
Well, I think the biggest thing for coaches, you know, is your preparation and getting a group of guys to believe in what, you know, the main objective is and doing it together and all have the same vision. And that's why you see different, you know, teams, organizations, you know, feel, you know, by doing that is, you know, in different styles, whether it's a physical style or finesse and skill or whatever. But, you know, I think the biggest thing is you got to really look at your group and you can't change people. You got to let them be who they are. And, you know, some guys are quiet leaders. Some guys are vocal. Some guys lead by example on the ice by the way they play. And I think what, you know, the key is it's, I don't think there's one or two guys anymore that are going to set the tone for a team. I think it's a little different with the movement of players and you don't see the players play 10, 12, 15 years in the same organization like you used to, and especially there in Edmonton with the, obviously, the dynasty-type team. So you're bringing a lot of new people in a lot of the times, and you got to bond them quickly. And I think you really need a good base of about five or six guys to be the leaders in your core group, and they got to grow together, they got to learn together, and they got to make each other accountable so that, you know, they go through good and tough times, but you got to learn from it and move forward and learn from those, you know, the things that don't go well.
Kirk Muller, head coach of the Carolina Hurricanes, joins us. As a coach, Kirk, you got to be pretty happy fresh off a 55-shot performance for your team. What went right? Because you don't see 55 shots very often.
Well, we had 50 almost a week ago in Anaheim. We put up the shots. We might not put seven or eight goals in the net, but I have to say the one thing with our group is if you were to follow our group all year long, you know, we don't have the results we want every night and everything, but our guys work hard and they give it all you got. And the other, you know, last night against Buffalo, we, you know, we try to play a high pressure game and a heavy forecheck, and we just happened. That was the night that we had a lot of offensive zone time. We had a lot of guys going to the net, and you know, I mean, Jeff Skinner alone has 13 shots. So you know that our mindset was to get to the net more and try to get some ugly goals, because from the Olympic break on, it's things have tightened up and it's tougher. But the guys had a really good game last night.
Kirk Muller joins us. Kirk, for your team, you're in a dogfight, really, in the playoffs, and obviously, you know, kind of on the outside, right, of that pack. You've won two in a row. As a coach, do you put the standings in the room? I know in Detroit, they've got the standings in the room. Are you a guy who talks about it, says, boys, let's look at the big picture here. We got to get some wins. We can't just sit back and take a night off. I know that you never want to take that off, but do you make it more noticeable to your players with this situation right now?
I'll be honest with you. I always remember as a player, you know, 10 game segments, and you know, you want to pick up X amount of points each and break the season down and focus on it that way. You know, I think you got to really know your group, and we really find with our group that we really focus much better when we just take it one game at a time. We got some young guys still in this group, and I think if you paint the big picture and how many points we need to, theory wise, that would get us into the playoffs and everything. It's a bit overbearing for them. We do much better when we just say, hey, we're in Boston right now. We're going to play Boston, and then we got Edmonton on Sunday. And when we focus that one game at a time and who our opponent is and what we got to do to play them, we just seem to have much better results than if we pull stuff up on the board.
Kirk Muller, head coach of the Carolina Hurricanes, joins us. I want to get your thoughts on Andre Sequeira, who's had an outstanding season for you, 11 goals, 41 points. He's a plus player on your back end, Kirk. You're using him in all sorts of situations. Has he surprised you at all, or do you expect him to be this good for you?
Yeah, you know what? Let's be honest. When we got him, we were happy. It's a player that we liked in our organization. When we had a chance to get him, we did. But he's certainly I'm not gonna say overachieved, because he's a really good hockey player. But what I will say is he's played beyond the expectations of what we were hoping for. Right from training camp, we realized that we got an individual that's very competitive. Got to know him really well this year. He's played hard every game. He's played hurt early in the season and kept playing, which is great to see. How he fought through all that. So he's a great example for our younger guys. And we've had him on the power play, the penalty kill. He plays against the top players. He plays a lot of minutes. So he's been such a great addition to our defense group back there, and pairing him with a young guy like Falk, he's just been a real good mentor for him.
When you have a player like that, Kirk, that's exceeding the expectations, that must make your job as a coach a little bit easier. When do you know, when does the point come where you say, okay, we expected him to be, let's say, a 7.5, but man, he's playing like a 9. Are your expectations now that he should remain being a 9?
Well, the great thing is he's a real pro. And, like I was saying earlier, we got some young guys on our back end there. If you look at our group, our three right defensemen, no one's, over 24 years old. So, these three guys look at a pro that comes to the rink every day and he plays hard. And, he earns his ice time. He earns his, his reward of being on the power play and everything, just because of how he mentally prepares every day. He comes to the rink ready to go. And, when you see that, our expectations on him are high, because now we see a real leader in our group, a real quality guy. And that's the type of personnel that we were saying earlier that you want to bring into your organization, that really want to win, want to compete, and, want to play every night.
Kirk Muller, head coach of the Carolina Hurricanes, joins us. Kirk, we talked a little bit earlier about leadership, and as a coach, this is now your third year as a head coach. You'd been an assistant in Montreal. What have you learned? What have you changed about yourself as a head coach in 3 years in Carolina?
I think the big one is, is really focusing, more on your group. You're 82 games, you're playing, you're a lot of opponents and everything, and preparation and, I think as an assistant, you kind of prepare a lot of the other team and all that. But having your own club and going out every night, I think the biggest thing is really, focusing on your team and what you believe in, your culture, your players. I think that's the biggest thing for me is believing in, the identity of the team that you have. So I think that's the biggest. I think, early on, the first year, the time management was probably the biggest one. Is, you're getting pulled in all different angles until you get adjusted to it. But I think that's, what we're doing here is we're trying to build, with these young guys and try to teach them, how hard it is to win in this league and how you got to be ready to play every night and compete every night. And you know what? I like our group. We're in a quiet market, but we're playing good hockey since the Olympic break, and we haven't got the results on a couple of them, but certainly not a lack from competing, and I wouldn't count us out yet. I like the way we're playing right now.
What do you like best about your team?
Right now, I think what I like right now is we got two goalies that are now playing to their potential. Cam Ward has bounced back when the last two. Khudobin has been a guy that's played extremely well this year for us. So we got a good 1-2 punch back there. You look at our D, we got three defensemen, like I was saying, that are under the age of 24. You know, and up front, you know, our first rounder, Lindholm, has really taken off since the Olympic break, playing with Jeff Skinner and Eric Staal. You know, so our top two lines right now with Jordan Staal and Tolusian Semin are really, you know, starting to become a really good 1-2 punch. So, you know, we have some offensive players that are just kicking in right now, getting some chemistry. And I like the youth of our team of how our young players are playing right now and, you know, how they're getting better, you know, all the time.
Kirk, always appreciate talking to you. Thanks for your time. Best of luck against Boston, and we'll watch the game on Sunday against the Oilers. Appreciate it.
All right. All right. Good talking to you.